Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
WREG out of Memphis reporting on a Memphis woman, Tony Rogers, that is facing assault charges after she was arrested for allegedly stabbing a family member twice after an argument outside of the home. The first incident happened during the altercation outside. The victim went inside to take care of the stab wounds when Rogers allegedly followed him in and stabbed him again. Police arrived on scene and arrested her, according to arrest records. And this is what this is the thing that I first read and said, I've really got no information here.
Right.
According to arrest records, and at the time when I wrote this up, I looked at two or three places, and this was all they had. According to arrest records, Ms. Tony Rogers and the victim have a sexual relationship and live together. Now then, if you remember, in the first paragraph, it says she stabbed a family member.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The last paragraph says they have a sexual relationship and live together.
All right.
Cousin rubbers?
Turns out, yeah, first cousins.
All right.
When you're banging your cousin, they might get mad once in a while.
We got to go to grandma's
I'll
again?
I'll take your word for it.
I only have dude cousins.
Just the clash of the DNA when you have sexual contact. I don't know if there's
Lisa
anything
Lisa was his sister.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to look at the bright side. Look at the
silver
side.
Linings. Right. You're right, Tyler.
Right.
That's like for the dude you're taking care of one stab wound, you're like, well, this isn't so bad. Then you get stabbed again.
Yeah, you're taking care of a stab wound.
Now it's worse.
Stab somebody.
Well, that's the cousin effect.
Yeah.
Little cousin stabbing. Yeah. Two ways, by the way.
A cousin will stab you twice if you're banging her.
Right. Any pictures?
Yeah, there's a picture.
All right.
And it's tough to tell if that's the victim or the perpetrator.
Both look like dudes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, usually they just put the perpetrator up there.
Yeah. One assumes this is, yeah. I mean, this is the perpetrator. She's not a big girl, no.
Yeah.
They don't ugly girl?
She's handsome.
Oh, dude-looking girl. Got it. All right.
Tony with an I, Rogers with a D.
Yeah, post that.
She's the power bottom in that relationship.
I don't know if she. I don't know if she's bottom anything.
She might be strapping it on.
Do you have any girl cousins, Nick? We always ask this. We do these cousin stories.
Yeah.
Okay, first cousins, girl, first cousins.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We don't see them much.
Are they in the area?
A couple in Colorado, one in Iowa.
So you weren't raised with them?
One's like my mom's age. Nah, not really. But
okay, then you could be sexually attracted to them.
Could be.
Theoretically. Well,
you think if you were going to beg your cousin that she would have to be like irresistibly hot.
Right.
And that's not the case here.
Yeah. That's a good point. There's got to be a thing you got to get over. You're not having you're not having kids with the cousin. You're just banging her.
Yeah.
She better be hot.
Right. She just has to be willing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's the criteria for a lot of cousin bangers.
I'm with Nick, though.
This guy must have been out of options.
If you're going to rationalize banging your cousin, she better be completely hot.
Well,
and don't reproduce, by the way. And don't get married.
I was always under the assumption that you didn't do that.
You can still in certain states. You can have sex with
your
cousins.
But there's just one that was never in our wheelhouse.
I didn't have any girl cousins.
I had a couple, but they're my cousins.
Were you raised with them?
Well, they grew up in North Dakota,
too. Well, you were raised around them.
Yeah, I was around them.
It's got to be an awkward conversation with your uncle.
And you say you didn't have any girl cousins. Like, that prohibits you from being attracted to your cousins,
I wasn't attracted to my dude cousins.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Whatever.
You going to put that picture up?
Yeah, I just put it up. You can check her out.
All right.
Tony Rogers making an appearance on our social media.
The what she looked like if you're banging a cousin, right?
And getting stabbed by her.
Twice. Since the first time wasn't good enough. You were able to walk inside to get that cleaned up a skosh.
She's like, you know what? That felt pretty good. I'm gonna, let's go stab him again.
She totally looks like a dude.
Yeah.
She's a black chick without her weave in, so she's got short black hair, and her face looks like a dude.
Mm-hmm.
You're right, Nick. This is not one you'd risk. having sex with.
Right.
Well, I'm going to assume his options are limited.
They've got to be.
I'm assuming he looks just like her.
Yeah.
They got the same blood.
They're related.
Yeah, they're related.
That was the attraction.
Right.
Well, he might have started banging somebody else.
Oh, that's why she crazy bitch stabbed her?
You got to wonder.
Oh, yeah, and that makes you more attractive to the cousin.
Yeah. What does she have that I don't? Different if banging, grandparents?
If you're banging somebody else.
Push, lay with us. When the crazy bitch you're banging is also your cousin who stabs you. I love that. Check it out at TNT Radio Empire and also on the Facebook page. Facebook comments will be pretty brutal, I'm sure. You know,
no, that never happens.
Yay, listeners.
So is banging your cousin illegal where this happened?
Don't know.
In Tennessee? Yeah.
No.
Oh, no. Well, it's questionable.
No. It is Memphis.
No. You can't have kids with them. You probably still
maybe frowned upon, but not technically illegal.
No, it's Tennessee. It might even be frowned upon.
Encouraged in some places.
Right. That's all that's left. They're all cousins. Where am I supposed to go? Over to the next holler?
All right.
One comment in on Facebook.
Yep.
Now show us the picture of the woman. So I'm guessing it's just going to be downhill from there.
Yeah. I was telling Craig, because Craig's out on Facebook, and he's a lucky man because of it. Some Bible theme park is closing in Orlando. And the first comment on the Todd and Tyler official page was just some guy saying, suck it, Jesus. I said, they quote you all the time, Craig, out there. You'll be proud to know that.
Yeah. Right. Kathy Griffin should be proud.
Yep. Nobody's buying that. It's your line.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, there's a frightening amount of, it's okay to marry your cousin across the United States.
First cousin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wisconsin first cousins once removed is okay. And if you're over a certain age, you cannot bear children. West Virginia adopted cousins.
Well, that means you're not related.
That doesn't count.
You're not related.
Well, that means you can't do it in West Virginia.
What do you mean? You said you can marry your...
Well, I'm saying a lot of states. I'm pointing out the exceptions. If I'm not mentioning... that means it's okay. Oregon, adopted cousins. Oklahoma, half cousins. North Carolina, first cousins, yes. What are double first cousins? Double first cousins are not allowed to get married.
That means maybe your parents are both married.
Yeah, if both of your parents are cousins.
Yeah, that's it.
And you want to marry your cousin.
That's it. I bet you there's way too much DNA there.
Nevada, Nebraska, Montana, half cousins. Yeah, you're good. But that's like a step cousin.
It's had to be some gripping legislative debate.
No, half's not a step. Half is there's some blood in there.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Either your mom or your dad was involved. Minnesota, no, unless the aboriginal culture of the couple permits cousin marriages, I would assume that would be Native Americans.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I think you guys were right. Double first cousins when two siblings from one family mate with two siblings from the other family.
Oh.
Also referred to as cousins on both sides.
That's super inbreeding there.
Oh, I don't get it.
I still don't understand it. Their kids bang each
other. That's a high coefficiency of inbreeding, as they say in the dog breeding business.
There's a few limps in that crowd.
Well, no, because if the first...
Nobody's making the varsity team.
It sounds to me like that's first come, first served. First cousin... It says, okay, two siblings of one family, let's say two brothers,
right,
mate with two siblings of another family, I guess a couple sisters.
So, right? So they marry sisters.
Okay.
And then still, I don't get why
then
that's...
Then each family has a kid. Those two kids would be double cousins.
All this, they're worried about, you said.
There's no incest. There's no inbreeding.
Or something like that, yeah.
But they are... they're cousins on both sides.
And there's blood. I got it.
They're related to each other through both of their parents.
Right.
And doubly.
Jesus. Yeah. Leave the block. Bang somebody else. Go to school. Ask the girl you're not related to for a date at school.
At least ask.
Right.
The only one that's really cut and dry, and this surprises me, is Louisiana's marriage between first cousins not allowed.
You know why they did it? They probably had a problem.
Yeah.
There were too many.
They said, we just got to stop this.
Right.
We got way too many limping people.
Well, even then, we discovered, the trouble with marrying the cousin, apparently, is their kids. Struggling, coming out right.
Right.
But we also found out that it's still less than 10%.
I know, you're right.
Still less than 10%, 6-7% that there's going to be an issue.
Yeah, and even there's like kids out there that have parents that aren't related don't come out right.
Well, that's 3-4%.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah. I was going to say, what's the difference between normal people just having a kid?
No, 3-4% and then 6-7%.
Oh, well,
your odds increase a little bit. If you go within the family gene pool.
Now, this speaks to how we date now. Because it used to be, before the social media, you would date not necessarily people in your friends that were direct friends, but you would end up dating and marrying
friends of
friends.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And
you're right.
And so
that's who you ran around with.
And
you
so
saw.
Your circle didn't veer out much.
No, especially in the small towns.
Yeah, your circle didn't veer out much. However, now, with social media, we're veering a lot out.
Right.
And we are not, we aren't marrying the same types of people aren't marrying as the way they used to.
I wonder if some people in the South or anywhere, small town, USA, starting to date people instead of getting a sexual test, also getting 23andMe. Before we start banging, let's see if we're actually related.
Yeah. Like in Iceland?
Yeah, that's right, because there's less people there, right?
Yeah. How many people are in Iceland, Todd?
Iceland has 40. Fewer people than the city of Wichita.
Like half a million?
Somewhere, wow. No, it's, right. It's closer to 300,000-400,000.
Okay.
Right, and there is a registry there.
Yep.
That you have to, that you look up and say, you know, I'd like to date you, but let's look at the registry. Yeah,
don't they have an app or something?
Yeah.
Where you can plug both your names in and go,
How closely related are we?
Well, that's just don't have babies with them. You still wear rubber with your Icelandic cousin.
Yeah, but you know, you fall in love. You don't feel like moving anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't want to chance it.
Jeez, where's the rubbers? Sorry, cousin.
I can't feel anything with my Icelandic cousin.
Over there, they just call them cousins.
Yeah,
and it's harder to determine because Iceland doesn't dole out their surnames like we do. They don't have last names.
Yes, it's daughter of Todd. Yeah,
it's Jimmy. It's Linda Jimmy's daughter.
Yeah.
No, it's the female's daughter. It's the females named
Karen's
the
daughter.
The female, if I remember correctly, the females are named female's daughter. Karen. The males are named the guy's
Karen.
Son. Yeah.
Now there are instances where you can switch that if you're like having a strange relationship with your mother or your father.
Right.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How strange.
Estrange.
Oh.
You don't talk to them.
I didn't hear
estrange.
I swear you said strange. You hear strange too, puss? You were laughing.
No, I'm laughing at an email that just came in.
What'd it say?
From Joe, who just says, three words, cousin butt sex.
See, that makes sense. That
is, no babies. Yeah.
No babies.
He's a problem solver.
All right, is this the double cousin situation? I have a cousin who he and his brother married a set of sisters. No, because the sisters would have to be related somehow,
right.
Correct? In order to be
their sisters.
I don't quite get this.
Yeah, because he said they're cousins. Just him and his, the two men are cousins. The two women are sisters.
No, they're not. Then
that wouldn't be the same situation.
Men have to be brothers.
Oh, that'd be different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'd have to be brothers marrying sisters. Yeah.
There should be no genetic difficulties.
Once again, leave
there.
The house. Maybe look beyond the family reunion for a date.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ah, but you're there.
One of those family reunions where everybody has a T-shirt from which clan they are. Like you have to go with a different colored T-shirt.
That's right.
Nobody in maroon.
Or just be an in-law. No, I'm an in-law. Yeah. I can bang any of you.
Yeah. And whenever we discuss this, I get family tree stuff that just fries my brain.
I know it does. Yeah. I don't get the word. I mean, the double cousin I never heard before.
I haven't either.
Right.
I still have a hard time with second cousins.
Right.
I'm out.
Yeah, really.
And then they start being removed.
And I never understood once removed, and you can send me an email about it, I still won't understand it. You know?
Okay, try and decipher this one.
Oh, no.
No, we're not going to be able to.
Try.
We're dumb.
One cousin once withdrawn, okay. That's what I like to call it.
My wife's mother and sister married brothers.
Okay.
Okay, so that's a double cousin.
Right. Yeah. So, yes, her aunt is her mom's sister. Her uncle is her dad's brother.
See, I'm confused already.
And they are married to each other. I can't.
That's the thing that's an issue, isn't it?
I can't follow that.
Ask him somebody lunch in the family.
Yeah. No,
or a chart.
Is there a
humpback in the family?
But it just sounds to me like a large coefficiency of inbreeding.
Right.
Yeah, there's potential for danger.
You're not
going to
get AKC registration on that.
No.
Yeah.
That kid has three knees.
Two on the same leg.
Yeah.
How's that work?
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, if he's got three knees.
He better be two on the same leg.
Yeah, unless he's got three legs.
Well, he might have one on his chest. You never know.
Right. 2.5 caps.
Jesus.
So the people who got married, are they related at all? Because I think if you just marry, if there's like brothers that marry sisters, but they're not cousins or anything, that's fine.
Yeah.
As long as their kids don't.
Oh, yeah. Two guys are married to two sisters. It probably happens all the time.
Yeah, I'd have to put it out there in writing so people could break it down.
Right.
You're better off trying to explain Bitcoin to me.
Hey, did that guy ever get back to us that wanted to bang his dead wife's identical sister?
No, I don't think so.
Remember that dude?
Yeah.
And we told him to go for it?
Yeah.
Because and I think Craig said
think it was Craig.
Yeah, it was Craig.
Yeah, you don't have to change the marriage photos.
Yeah. Since they're identical twins.
Yeah, you keep the marriage photos of the ex-wife around.
Who's going to know?
The late wife.
I mean, that's a really hardcore thing to say.
But
Who would say that?
But it is Craig that said it, and it was a great thought.
That's just awful.
He wanted the date. This is before you joined the show full time, Nick. He wanted the date. His wife passed away, and she was young. They're both young. They're in their 30s.
They had a young child together.
And he started liking her identical sister. They started getting divorced
as well. Yeah. Who'd gotten divorced.
And they got together.
They're both single.
Yeah.
I think they'd actually hooked up.
Yeah, they might have had sex.
I think there was also, he lived in Omaha. She was in Kansas City.
Right,
there was
some
distance. Yeah. There was an issue there.
And I think emotionally, then get past it emotionally. Yeah, go for it. And then Craig added the fact that you don't have to change any photos.
It's seamless transition.
Right.
Harsh.
I know. I think he asked
any photo for that matter. They're identical twins.
He asked you not to mention that on the air.
Who did?
Craig.
We've already said that.
He should know better.
Yeah, but at the time.
I know.
That's not for air.
But we said it on the air then.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you immediately.
Todd still is, doing what he can.
It's a great bit. I wish I'd have thought of that. That was a great observation. And I wish I would have thought of that.
I don't think the guy thought that.
Yeah. No, he didn't really get back to us on that. But he thought about it. Well, to change any pictures, I could even show the kid. Well, that's brutal.
I think Craig took on it. I cannot put my trust in Tyler when I say, don't mention this on the air.
Well, he should have known that years ago.
Although I don't know if
that was his
too
fault.
Good
a story not to share on the air.
Yeah. I don't know if you qualified the statement with that. Otherwise, you might have respected it.
Oh, I
off
know.
Off the record is off the record. You didn't say off the record.
No, I'm pretty sure I did.
No.
I thought you did, too.
And I don't really count with you guys. Sometimes I do.
I knew that, too.
No, our personal stuff is off. If it's personal stuff, we don't do that. But jokes I'm going to do. Jokes I'm going to share.
Right. Yeah. This is why I wait 8 or 9 years to tell shooting the fridge stories.
Yeah, I'm the only guy picking on you for that.
I know.
No.
You are.
The whole gang. And the emailers.
Deadpool names.
Yeah. Deadpool name.
Anybody else who hears the story when they first come into the studio?
Yeah, I wish that guy gets back to us. I think we told him,
You know who's
if
not
you like
scolded
each other,
me.
Go for it. Man.
Who's not scolded me for that is gun enthusiasts. Because they probably.
Because it was idiotic, right?
Well, no, they've probably all been through something.
They've all
similar.
Done something stupid in their house. They don't want to admit that then.
No, of course not.
They put a clip in their microwave.
Yeah. I mean, some will confess some stuff to me because they know I'll keep it confidential.
Well, if the government's coming after your gun and they're disguised as fridges. Todd's on it. You brought it back up.